Well, I wanted to make sure we say a big congratulations once again to the Boomers. We got bronze in the men's basketball at the Olympics. A 65-year drought is over. Paddy Mills, 42 points. And what about Andrew Gaze? He broke down in tears after the win. And the Gaze family, as we know, has an association with Australian basketball going back more than half a century. He's on the line. Andrew Gaze, good morning.
Good morning, Ben.
Congratulations to you, your dad, and everyone who's supported basketball for so long.
Oh, yeah, it's fantastic to be part of the basketball community and to see the boys and the way in which they went about it and achieve something that was a dream that started out many, many years ago, and to see it finally come to fruition was incredibly exciting and, as you could probably tell, a little emotional for us that we've been engaged in it and attached to it for so long.
I love Paddy Mills. He says, "We've been waiting for this moment for a long time. So many ups and downs. I can't wait to bring this medal back to Australia, to Mum and Dad's house." Isn't it nice how many of our Olympians are always thinking about Mum and Dad?
It is, and that's usually the heart and soul of your motivation, and we all appreciate how our mum and dad have guided us and instilled the values in us, and certainly in my case, with my little emotional sooking up outburst on Channel 7 the other night, it was that the old man and mum and what they've contributed to, not just me, but the entire sport, was partly or a significant part of the reason why I started to lose a little control of the emotions. But Paddy is just an outstanding Australian who's done great things, not just on the basketball floor, and the success that he's had with basketball has been a vehicle for him to do some enormous good in other areas. So we should all be very proud of the Boomers and also for what Paddy has done both on and off the floor.
You really tried to keep your emotions tucked up inside and you got close, but in the end, you just couldn't do it. And I think it's a nice sign after all of those years of waiting and wanting and wishing. I mean, there's half a century built up inside of you.
No, absolutely. My earliest dream of doing something heroic as a youngster, putting the head on the pillow and going through those imaginary, hypothetical situations of doing something good was always to win a medal for Australia at the Olympic Games. And to have the privilege to go and have a crack at it and not quite get there, but just finally see after some of the torment that the Boomers in particular have been through of getting so close, to finally get over the hump just got the better of me. So it's a little embarrassing.
It's not. We loved it. But, well, look to you, to you and your whole family, thank you for your commitment over so many years. And I thought it was wonderful to see you celebrating like we're all celebrating. And who knows, next time it might be a silver and the time after that it might be a gold. It's great to catch up with you.
Thanks very much, Penn, and really appreciate your support.
Good on you. Andrew Gaze, the Australian basketball legend, and we've only got 3 years to wait, and then we're off to Paris for the next Olympic Games.